Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrift.
Coming up with Trick and Toast with a shot of the day. Another round of Profile This. Our question, what did you come home to? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Rick. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Hey, I work construction. I'm living with my brother's ex-wife, who was German. And I came home. My German short hair, it bled all over the house, and she's screaming at me in German, not knowing what the hell she's saying. I thought she beat my dog or something, and blood everywhere. Well, lo and behold, she had her first cycle, and I had no idea that that was going to happen. So I had a nice bloody mess to clean up and a dog that wore diapers for the rest of that cycle.
I was going
to
say, did you ever get the dog neutered? Or spayed, I mean.
No, I sure didn't. I bred her, man. Those dogs, she was a good hunting dog. So she was,
She's bled a lot, but she's a good hunting dog.
She's a good dog.
Did she always have to wear a diaper? Did she always have to wear a diaper when she had her cycle?
I did put one on because I didn't like little puddles everywhere.
Well, you don't have to explain not liking the puddles of dog vaginal blood on the floor. I think we all agree on that.
I've never had that experience.
But as a result of not having the dog spay, I mean, that's what it is. But when she went in the heat, man, did like the neighborhood dogs start showing up?
No, I lived on a big piece of property. It was all chain linked in.
And so whatever happened to your brother's ex-wife? Who was in the residence? Did she hang out? What was it?
Oh, no. She's still part of the family, man. She's at all the family functions, and they have kids together. My nieces and nephews are great kids.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's pretty amicable, and she's freaking hot.
Jesus Christ. And you live with her for a while just by yourself?
And her kids and some wayward kids, the niece and nephew every now and again would stay there.
Okay. Did you ever think that there was a chance with you and your brother's ex?
Yeah. Back in Germany, when I went over there to visit one time, I was like, we got kind of hammered a few times, and I made my rounds with all her girlfriends, so she had an idea what was up. And I pulled away, man. I was like, I can't do this.
Show me your skin visa.
So you went over there and really did ride the German railroad.
Man. I rode every railroad, every country that I visited.
Show me your naked pickle. good old Germany.
Just like the porns. What did you come home to? 844-999-OLA.
It seems weird. That's all that was happening with the dog. And the German woman is just screaming at him in German, and they can't figure it out.
Your dog is bleeding?
Yeah.
Hello, Teresa. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
So this is a really bad one, and I'm really going to go to hell for this one. I know it, and I'm probably going to have ASPCA calling me about this, but I didn't really know what else to do. So at one point in living in the house that we're living in, my fiance decided to start amassing fish, okay, raising probably about 5 tanks worth of fish. So I was like, okay. But I got me a goldfish, one of the big bubble-eyed goldfish, you know. And this sucker got big. I mean, big. And one day, I came home. I noticed it was swimming weird the night before. And so I come home, and he's just swimming around the top. Like, he's circling the tank. He's ready to go.
Yeah, that's a death rattle for a fish, sure.
Right, you're right. So I'm like, well, can I flush him down the toilet? I mean, this thing is huge. So I attempted to flush him down the toilet at first. That didn't work. He was too big.
Did his head go into the hole? Did you pull him out by the tail?
And he was stuck. And so I had to pull him back out.
He was spinning like that lady under the helicopter.
What was that goldfish's name? What was the name?
I can't even remember. Can you imagine? I kind of had blushed this memory out because it was so bad. But that's not where it ended. So I decided to try to just leave it out of the water to see if it would eventually stop breathing. The sucker just didn't want to.
Wait. It's not dead yet.
No.
Jesus, I thought it was dead at least. Okay.
This is where it gets really bad.
Okay.
He's been stuck in a toilet at first. Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
Spun around.
He has been laid out dry on a kitchen counter. That's not the bad part. What's the bad part for this poor fish?
I put him on the counter with a cutting board, and I took out a butcher cleaver just to think, you know, quick, easy, and painless. No, it wasn't quick, easy, and painless.
Oh, no! How many times did you
cut this sucker's head off, and I couldn't even get all the way through, but I broke the cutting board in the process. So finally, my fiance had to come in there and finish off the job because I couldn't finish it.
Jesus.
Pet Solutions.
Wow.
It would never be that messy.
I did not expect that. I give you credit. Mm-hmm. That was worse than the toilet and the suffocation.
I just felt so, the thing was suffering so bad. I'm like, I just don't know what to do. And that was the thing that came to my mind. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to Goodfellas this poor guy and put him out of his misery.
How long did this process, so from the time that you first stuffed him into the toilet to the time your fiance finally managed to chop his head off?
About an hour.
Oh, man.
And do you still have all those aquariums and all those different kinds of fish?
No. After that whole thing, the fish tanks went bye-bye. I said no more fish.
I bet you the fish said no more fish.
I can't even look at fish without thinking of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. That. What would you have done in that instead? Call Pet Solutions. I can hear Mike laughing.
I mean, Mike is dying in there.
These are soundproof rooms. We can hear Mike laughing.
I mean, it's a fish. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to be too graphic.
Your standard is flushed, but it's too big.
It's not cute. It's a cute scale, isn't it?
I mean, I just always thought with fish, if you had to kill them, you just clubbed them real quick, like on fishing boats and stuff, right? Or stun them. Oh, Mike's laughing.
You can just go throw it in a stream someplace.
No, you're right. Cuteness determines everything as far as how much you care about something.
If you said, like, my snake died, I'd be like, yeah, whatever.
But if it's a snake, no worries. Shovel, head off.
Say a family of bunnies.
Yeah,
but why would I hurt them?
I don't think any reasonable human being would.
What did you come home to? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the men's room. Patrick? Hello, Patrick.
Hey, hola, bitchos.
Hola.
So we're going to protect the innocent here. Patrick's not my real name, but this story is interesting, and no one in the room here wants me to call and tell you, but I'm going to tell you anyway. So we're all civil servants here, firemen, paramedics, and we're at a buddy of mine's ranch up here in northern Snohomish County a couple of years back. He has a bunch of horses. We're bringing a horse up as one of our daughters wants to ride it. Well, story goes, his little brother is a little short on brains and a little long on the shot. And so we're bringing the horse up towards the breezeway alongside the barn, and another fictitious name, Johnny, says, you know, this horse is so stupid, I should shoot it one day. Pagers go off, and Johnny leaves to go on a call to go rescue the innocent and protect the wealthy from whatever medical maltreatment they're getting. We go inside the barn and sit down in a little man room where actually we go and listen to the men's room every once in a while, have a few libations.
Appreciate it.
The little brother comes inside, grabs a gun off the rack. I don't really pay much attention to it. The horse is tied up outside. We're sitting down having a couple beers. Next thing you know, bullets are flying through the room and everyone running for cover. He runs out of bullets. We go outside, find a horse squealing on the ground, and shot that thing about four times. still alive. The bullets went through the horse, through the house, and actually one of them went through my truck on the other side of the barn. John, to protect innocent, not his real name, comes home, sees the horse laying there, screaming, bullet holes in the barn, bullet holes in the horse, bullet hole in my truck, yelling, what the hell happened? Well, no one thought to take the rifle away from a little short guy. Actually had one left. When he put it down, went off, grinned by my head. Johnny, to protect the innocent, not his real name, looks at me and says, what in the world were you doing trying to shoot that horse? And I said, oh, no, that wasn't me. That was your little brother.
Was he surprised?
Yeah, I think he was fairly surprised. I was kind of surprised and a little terrified when the bullets started ripping through the barn.
Well, yeah, I can understand that.
Is his brother just not all there?
His brother's not all there. And actually, his brother now is an elected official in the
the guy that shot at a horse for no reason.
And the guy who you also claim, he's not all there, but you should know, you elected him.
For, including the house, and yet, one in my truck, is the bona fide elected official.
Wow. That doesn't surprise me none.
It doesn't. I think things have changed.
And that man is your senator.
Right. You know him as...
But why would he want to kill the horse for no reason?
Well, didn't his brother say something like, I should shoot it one day? And maybe his brother did not understand that he was speaking, not literally, he's speaking figuratively.
I don't know about shooting a horse.
Why would you bring it to the property if you didn't want to keep it and some little girl's going to ride it and then you do that?
Well, that's why he said his brother was not all there. I think everyone else understood he's joking, but now his brother is an elected official.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't have a kid.
I don't know. That's amazing.
I know.
Why would you bring an animal to your property if you weren't going to eat it to slaughter it?
Well, you covered it. I was going to say to eat, but once you said that, like nothing.
No.
Well, sometimes people, too, you might foster something, then after a while be like, I can't have this thing anymore.
True.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
Like Pet Solutions.
Right. Well,
and then you turn it into
our buddy's dogs.
Still to come, Ryan Castle will be in. We'll sit and spin with the top 10 songs people play to keep calm. We'll do that right after emails on our question, what did you come home to? You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Silicon Dragon Charge will be in Ryan Castle. We will sit and spin with the top 10 songs that people play to keep calm. First time for a few emails to the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
As we jump right into the birthdays, guys, can you wish my brother David a happy birthday? He is in Los Angeles listening on K-Smog. If possible, could he get a Your Penis Is Too Small? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Please give a birthday shout out to Jeff from Amber with a big old Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans talking about him building a guitar for his 28th birthday.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, I do not know much about building the guitar, but I will contribute one thing. You can have my G-string.
Yes, it's a guitar. This is great. It involves wood and a lot of strutting.
Yeah, and lots of fingers.
Yeah. How many strings do you think sounds this guitar?
Six. Like most guitars, six freaking guitar strings.
Yeah, in Germany, some guitars have seven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't fret.
Yeah!
Want to wish my buddy Larry happy birthday. Please have the Dirty Germans and Wobbin discussing making poke, and you like that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, making poke is like making whoopee, except when we play poke, it is only one orifice.
Yeah, it's the difference with the poke. The smell is the same, but this time I chew and...
Ja, dein Poke riecht komisch.
You like that? You like that?
Has anybody had poke lately?
No, not lately.
I haven't.
Yeah?
2 or 3 months.
I think it's just like deconstructed sushi.
You know what? This is a time I think I'd rather call it a poke bowl.
No, I'd rather call it a poke bowl. I'm just trying to track exactly what it is.
Yeah,
it is. It's like the KFC bowl. It's just with soup.
We got the ingredients. Where's that?
Here's some corn. Right. Here's some mashed potatoes. Here's some stuff. Okay. Here's chicken.
Now you're speaking my language.
Eat in a bowl.
It just seems like five, six months ago, everybody was eating poke bowls constantly.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of died off.
Because they realize I'm just eating deconstructed sushi
in a bowl.
Yeah, and they can be pricey.
Hello, all. I'd like to ask if you could give my wife, Casey, a traditional fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans talking about their last trip to Hawaii as she is 32 and going to Maui after work.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, all you need to know is when you get off the plane, you are immediately laid.
Yes. You know, I've seen this place on TV, but this German has not been.
Oh, someone has not been to the wonderful
Maui? Maui, wow.
Tell us about your last time, sir. You know, not all Germans are rich. I don't know why you assume I've been to this Hawaii. You know how far Hawaii is from Germany?
How far?
It's just thousands. It's just kilometers. Thousands of them.
Yeah, well done.
Guy's name is Brian. Today's my 35th trip around the sun. Been an enthusiastic listener for the past 2 years. I was wondering if you guys could give me some Dirty German talking about strippers. By the way, when Robin laughs in the background, it makes everything funnier, and the shower beer is a staple in my house. So thank you for that, Ted.
Should know that every time you hear Robin laugh, it's as a cry for help. She's one of those people who giggles when under great stress.
Yeah, see strippers. So, you know, I think the biggest thing to remember is when sitting at the rail, always pay your meter. Make sure you tip her in ones. It's a big deal. Some people stand up and so don't pay the girl.
Yeah, she needs a square for her labia.
Sometimes I like lattes, so I go watch a minor league game.
Nicole is like the dollar bill machine, like when you're playing the lottery or getting a Coke. You know?
Suck it up.
Yeah.
Unless it's wrinkly, he gives it back.
Exactly.
I don't know why.
Trying to bend the corner off of it.
Why this works, but sometimes too, kind of folding them and like stacking them.
That works.
Like little tents?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I gave a little troop.
Dave, you should write a book,
sure.
Hey, look, I watched another guy do it, and he was like, trust me on this one. I was like, I don't understand. And then I was like, that's a great trick.
It's that easy.
Hello, guys. My old man's birthday is today, and I'd like to wish him a happy birthday. He's the reason I've been listening to you guys since I was a wee one. So happy birthday, Bad Brad. Could you give him a Leroy Jenkins and an original fish sandwich? That from your favorite child, Ashley.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Fish sandwich.
Guys, since no one will wish me a happy birthday, here I am. Could I get the Dirty Germans talking about being a mailman since I'm a half-German mailman? Thanks, guys. That from Peter.
Yeah, your name says it all. It's very simple. You take packages and deliver them into a slot.
Yes, it always delivers. I think the best part about being a half-German mailman is you don't have to sweat the dogs. It's not the big ones. They see you.
Yeah, they give you a salute.
So I just call it a shepherd.
You're half-German, half what? Half-German, half horse? Half German, half raccoon.
Ooh, maybe he is centaur.
Yeah, German centaur. Legendary sex machine.
Guys, want to give my brother Brian a birthday shout-out.
Centaurs are awesome. Everybody listening should want some.
He is 38 years old, one of the few of my family who's always been there no matter what in any circumstance. Can you hook him up with some turtle wax? Your penis is too small. In the pause, please. And the Dirty Germans talking about what they're going to do to his dirty mouth. Rock on, guys.
Drop the beat.
Yeah, you think your mouth is dirty now. When you are done, it to be much dirtier, in spite of me scrubbing it.
Yeah, so nice your brother's going to find out if the whole turkey leg fits in his mouth. It's hard to chew. It's all in there, but...
Yeah, it's your whole turkey.
Yeah, it's a whole turkey leg.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Couple extras from our random question. Previous episode. Bitches, I'd like to kick the ass of Stephen Curry. I would love to take his mouthpiece that he chews on and stick it in my butt. And then put it in his mouth while I plug his nose, while I'm punching him in the forehead, while he's crying foul.
What I appreciate about this.
Can't stand the dude, and I'm very certain I could kick his ass. Aside from Doug.
I like that he, like he put thought into this.
Mm-hmm. He really hates Steph Curry.
He really does.
I'm going to put your mouthpiece in my butt and then put it back in your mouth.
You think you like Seth Curry?
I don't think he likes anything Curry.
No, he's not playing anymore. He's
also,
done for the year.
While Steph Curry looks small, he's on a basketball court.
Right.
That man's taller than you think he is.
Guys, what happened at the birthday party? My daughter's third birthday party. We went to a local park, and the theme was painted rocks. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of any of this, but you paint rocks, you hide them, and then people find them. Some kids from the party found a hollowed-out stump to play in. They came running up, calling it a cave. And we told them, have fun. About 5 minutes later, all the kids run back screaming. They disturbed a yellow jacket's nest, multiple bee stings, and half the kids had literally just arrived. We call it the bee incident. Rock on, bitches, that from Towns.
Having the cave, yeah, yeah.
The bee incident. Hold on, one of your random questions. Have you ever got a death threat or threat to kick your ass? Mm-hmm. I was working customer service for a cable company. Customer calls and is delinquent in payment and service was shut off. Guy was begging me to reinstate his service. I couldn't. He got pissed. I will track you down like a dog and kill you. He said so loud the phone was distorted. I responded, sir, do you realize I have your exact address and you have no idea where I am? And one more. When did my parents embarrass me? Guys, it wasn't me, but my boyfriend, they embarrassed. We were supposed to meet my parents and some other people at a friend's house, but my boyfriend got involved rearranging his game systems, and then we were late. My mom was chiding us a bit about being late, all in fun. And my boyfriend said, I was playing with my electronics, okay? And my mom said, everyone's got a name for it. That's the only time I've ever seen someone literally crawl underneath the table. All right, coming up, we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. What you don't need to know is all about dad, but first.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Already, look who it is. Oh, long time no see. It's the drunken charge line. How's it going?
We're relaxing today on Sit and Spin, thanks to my friend down the hall.
Now you,
helped me out with this list.
Haven't we done this list before?
I feel a certain degree of.
I feel like we've just done this.
Deja vu going on.
Do you, at home, you put your feet in a tub of water with goldfish
Epsom salts,
and they eat the dirt right. and the dead
well,
skin it, off of your.
The Epsom salts
the goldfish
kills the fish, but not until after
they've eaten the dead skin.
They've cleaned my feet. Do you guys? I mean, you guys gotta have incense? Like some chill out songs that you like.
There's a few.
They're depressing.
When you get in the
they're
tub.
Not, they don't have. No, they are.
They're not happy. They're
put
depressing.
On, put mean, on some.
Sounds Van Zandt's not going to pick you up.
Sandalwood and maybe some
musk,
cucumbers on your eyes.
I don't know if I have relaxing, but I definitely have like happy songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what my go-to is? Whale songs.
Yeah.
Whale songs.
Totally. That and Brown Noise.
Yeah.
Like, not the one you're thinking of.
You can recreate whale sounds by not eating for 3 days.
You have one of those machines in your room,
though. That's true. It's called an Amazon Echo. You can actually, honestly, you can ask your ask Alexa to play whale sounds, and she'll do it.
Is that how you fall asleep?
Which is fun. Alexa, play whale sounds, and now everyone's Alexa is playing whale sounds.
That's amazing.
You're welcome. She'll do ground noises, too. But again, not the one you're thinking of.
Okay.
So anyway, this list is this survey.
It's calm.
This survey happened in England, so it is a little English. Just so you know,
top 10 songs the people play to keep calm.
Number 10. It's a beautiful day.
It's the Bran Muffin of U2 songs.
I feel like if I woke up in the morning and had a bowl of Raisin Bran. And maybe a coffee, I'd be ready to poop.
Right? I would think this should be my alarm.
What a better way to start a day than with a good poop.
A good cup of Folgers, and you too.
I filled it to the rim with brim, and I'm not talking about the coffee.
I'm using a powdered Don Dairy creamer, Ted, as I pour it in.
I like YouTube, and I use Folgers in my house.
This is for you.
Do you have the crystals?
I do.
Oh, my goodness. You should open up the window because it's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
I will. Pretty soon you're going to have to poop.
This song does not relax me.
No.
But number 10 on our list, Beautiful Day from U2.
These are 10 songs people play to keep calm.
Number 9.
Morning has broken.
See, what would happen with me, I feel like you're trying to relax me, and now I want to hurt whoever's saying this. Who is this?
That's Cat Stevens.
Cat Stevens needs to be punched.
The artist
in the face.
Formerly known as.
Wait, what? You
I feel like I'm. I feel like I'm wiping my eyes. I'm wringing them, and I'm stretching in bed.
But it itches because you have pink eye.
Right. Or I have bed bugs. I'm not sure what's going on.
There's itches everywhere.
Everything itches. Can you hear this dog? Everything itches.
Cat Stevens makes me think of waking up with pink eye.
Did I think?
I'm itchy.
Did I put too much bleach in my sheet load?
Start calling him itchy Cat Stevens.
Cat Stevens just reminds me of, like, some reason I'm at my mom's house.
Is this a good time?
But she would play this.
This would have been. This would have been about that era. I'm sure. What is this like? This is like late 70s.
Oh, this is early 70s.
Early 70s.
Yes, very much. Right. These are 10 songs we will play to keep calm on
Terrible. Number 8.
You know what this song reminds me of?
I'll tell you what it reminds me of.
The Lion King?
No. My buddy Joel, who'd scream, "It's going in ya!" in every hot chick he saw.
Joel's a classy dude.
He really is.
Hey, Joel, save some girls for the rest of us.
Hey, see her? It's going in ya! He never get laid. Never.
You don't say.
No. That line didn't work.
He's the only guy that get beat up early enough to leave.
Every now and again. Yeah. Every now and again, some chick named Pam at a tavern would look at him and be like, "All right."
He's from Western Pennsylvania.
Hey, it's going in yet.
All right. Let me pick up a pack of Benson and Hedges.
Would you please just shut up for one night,
from
man.
My nephew, Ephraim. He's 8.
Give me some of that Evan Williams to go.
These are top 10 songs that people play to keep calm on Clinton's fan.
Number 7.
See, this is inspirational music from Aretha Franklin. I don't know that this chills me out.
That doesn't chill me out. I mean, it's not bad. I'm in a good mood, all that, but, like, I'm not relaxed.
You know what this makes me want to do? Say goodbye to that man forever.
Oh! Mm-hmm. I'm glad he's out of your life.
I'm finally ready to move on. I'm going to change the locks on the door. I know it's a different song. I don't care.
You deserve better than him.
Did you get a one-bedroom studio to crash in for a while?
I did. I called it the sad pad.
Oh!
No, it's the calm pad.
Oh, it comes with Kleenex.
Top 10 songs that people play to keep calm. On Spin.
Number 6.
Lights will guide you.
I think this song is great for this list. I got no problem with Coldplay.
I picture two wolves having sex in the artist.
Yeah, you know, for some reason, I feel like I'm on a long road trip in the middle of nowhere, and I've decided to play some Coldplay.
All right.
A long trip? You don't see the wolves?
Oh, the wolves will be in this area I'm at.
Then look at me and wink.
I see Chris Martin crying in the shower after having sex with Gwyneth Paltrow.
You know why?
Why?
It's like I should have been with Thrill having sex with those wolves.
I feel like
that's what I think of when I hear this.
And a thunderstorm.
I think it's like Sarah McLachlan. Like I'm looking at a puppy that's going to get murdered if you don't adopt it in the next 24 hours.
And now I've got a puppy.
That was like the double negative, man. They took a sad looking puppy and they took a profoundly sad song and said, have them both at the same time.
But don't you think this could play into that?
Yeah,
exactly.
I would rather have sex with wolves than picture abused puppies to this song, man.
Top 10 songs that people play to keep calm.
Where's that on a shirt?
Number 5. Hello from the other side.
You know what this song makes me want to do?
Go to the other side?
Me. No, it makes me want to say goodbye to that man forever.
Where's the other side?
I'm ready to move on.
And where is the other side?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
So Philly is on one side and Pittsburgh's on the other.
Huh. See, I'm not sure about that. Most people say the other side. They're dead, right?
Oh.
Yeah. I think Adele's a murderer. I think this is a murder.
She's saying hello from the other side.
Maybe Adele's dead.
She's dead.
Did you ever consider that?
No, she's saying hello from Adele's the other
side. She's alive.
She's dead and talking
about
her.
She's yelling to the person she murdered. Man, she's pissed at all of her songs.
Adele is dead and
she's
nobody
a
even said spoiler alert.
Oh, our bad.
Wow. This movie's weird. These are the 10 songs that people play to keep calm on.
Number 4.
Never mind.
The dead woman again. She has superhuman strength.
She'll never find him because she killed him.
That was my. I think she's a murderer.
She'll never find again someone like you.
These songs are confessions about Adele murdering someone. I'm convinced of this.
I think you've got it all wrong. I think Adele is dead.
I think you're stupid.
No?
I think obviously I'm tracking.
Well, that shows what you know.
Didn't she just get a divorce?
She did.
Right. Well, that means more of these songs are coming.
You know what'll end a marriage? Someone dying. It's in the vows.
Wow. Or your girl keeps writing songs about calling dudes on the other side.
That's a good point. You're calling her a whore.
Songs people play to keep calm.
number three.
You can tell everybody this is your song.
All right, whose song is this, really?
Bernie Taupin's favorite person.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
Tony Danza.
I just like it, because it's like, you know what, you think it's about you?
Sure.
This could be yours, too.
You can have it.
What if this child's like the Oprah of songwriting.
But who's the real guy? Who's the real person?
What if this person did mind? Should you ever consider that?
Are you saying they're presumptive with the song?
I hope you don't mind.
Maybe they already talked. Oh, yeah, he says the whole
How wonderful life is if you're in the world. So this is about somebody.
Maybe it's Adele.
And if someone said, hey, your song being is angry, my Adele. Song. You know what I mean? These are the 10 songs people
All right, it's about you. Fine.
Number two.
Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Oh, this song is actually in my chill out playlist.
The original working title for this was What'd He Do? But they said, hey, man. I just won't get.
I thought he was talking about
it. Do?
He's talking about his butt.
What it do? What it do?
Again, this is the same road
trip.
That
way you're trying to reach a broader audience. What do you do?
I like that song more.
Or what it is would be cool, right. Too.
What it is.
What it is.
What it be.
Who it be.
Right. How it is.
It's how it be.
These are calm songs.
That was what Buckwheat sang it.
I'm so calm right now.
How it be. What it be. Who it be.
What it is.
Sadate.
Top 10 songs people play to calm themselves down with me. Number one.
I see trees of green.
I always picture Yoda naked in the shower singing to himself. You know, everyone sees in the shower. This is what Yoda would sound like.
Now I'm picturing Yoda like shampooing.
Mm, I picture him with a loofah.
What a wonderful
washing
world.
My toes.
Shower gelax.
There you go. Everybody nice and calm now.
Thank you.
I'm very calm.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Rat Castle. We appreciate it. There you go. 10 songs people play to keep calm on Sin Spin. Still to come. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And what you don't need to know is all about the dad. That's coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Count up and round profile this. We'll drink and toast with a shout of the day, but first,
we're full of useless information, and you have far too many brain cells not to let us kill a few. So lend an ear while the Men's Room shares what you don't need to know.
Father's Day's coming up Sunday, and if you haven't gotten your dad a present, don't worry. Believe it or not, apparently after all of these years of Father's Day neglect, dads have really, really lowered their expectations for what they want on Father's Day.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, most fathers will tell you, man, I just want a day of peace. But it's an impossibility, so...
They ask dads, What are the 10 most important things that you want for Father's Day?
What do you want as a father, right? And it's based on your kids' age, right? So your kids are 18, 19, right?
I think a day to be able to do whatever I want, and then I would love to have dinner with them.
No, we already agreed. That doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, ideally, I would like to go out to dinner and hang out with my family, but during the day, I'd like to kind of be able to do what I want to do.
Last year, I made the kid. This is what I realized. It's Father's Day, but the kids, they're young enough. They're super excited about it. Mm-hmm. So after they give me the terrible artwork that they made in school, in the end, I took them to Family Fun Center. Okay. That's why they love Father. Yeah. I had a good time, but it wasn't just about me.
Well, believe it or not, the least thing that dads want is an expensive physical gift, like an Apple Watch or something like that. They don't want that. What do dads want? A glass of whiskey. One third of dads said, I just want a glass of whiskey. Another third said, I want to watch whatever I want to on television. A glass of wine. A cheap, practical gift, maybe like socks, tie, underwear. A few beers with your friends.
Again, that's kind of I want to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Watching a baseball game or doing some kind of activity, like going to a family fun center with a family. Peace and quiet. A big steak at number two and a phone call from my kids was the only thing that absolutely mattered to dad.
Right. Once your kids are old enough to move out, that's why I think we're in different boats right now.
Yeah. Same survey asked people for the signs that you've hit peak dad. Are you ready for this, Steve? You ready to play the game? Peak dad?
Oh, boy. All right.
Number 10, you wear cargo shorts.
Okay, I've always worn cargo shorts, but I wear cargo shorts. Guilty as charged. Yeah. All right.
I still wear some.
Do you take mid-afternoon naps, Ted?
Yeah, but I'm not choking on nothing.
We're just going to ignore you.
Are you a napper? Are you a napper?
This is what I'm not a napper, but you realize how much your kids exhaust you. I will occasionally just pass the hell out.
Okay. Do you have a chair?
No, the cat has commandeered it.
These are signs that you've hit peak dad. You do not have your own chair.
I did.
Okay.
But
do
the
you
cat
have a garage?
I have a spot on the couch.
Yeah, I have one of those, too.
But to be fair, I don't really have a chair. I don't, but I can sit where I want because I can walk into the room and say, move, and they do.
Do you have an area like a garage or, quote, the shed?
Yeah.
28% of dads want to spend their time there. How do you get
so
excited?
Do your kids.
You get excited to go to home improvement stores because if you've reached peak dadhood, you do.
All right, I hate to admit it, I do. Fine, I do, man.
Do you enjoy doing repairs around the home?
Because
you've hit peak dad status. You told me you've been waiting to do these projects for weeks and you were looking forward to doing them.
That's not a repair. There's nothing wrong with it.
Doing stuff around that.
Right, that's different.
You reach peak dad if you're always willing to man the grill and want to.
I don't care, although I will say my upcoming Father's Day, my mother texted me today to let me know she bought steaks for me to cook for everyone. So, seriously, she's like, hey, I got steaks for Sunday. My brother's going to be in town.
Yeah.
Your dad wants to know if you'll cook them.
We're going to go, God damn it.
Well, so you're going to enjoy the grill. All right. The third most important thing as far as dads hitting peak dad status, embarrassing your kids on purpose.
Yeah.
Number two is busting out bad dance moves. Number one is laughing at your own dad jokes.
I laugh at my own dad jokes because they don't
you,
laugh.
Hit peak dadhood. And one more little nugget here.
I mean, that's kind of how dad jokes work, though.
It officially qualifies as a dad joke. Right?
As far as being a dad goes, this is just a story, a bit of a nugget here. Clearly, this guy didn't hold a grudge for Burger King doing its part to kill him. A 71-year-old man named Leonard Durkin from Leeds, England, died a few weeks ago from heart failure. And before he died, he told his family he had one wish as his dad. To be buried with a bacon double cheeseburger from Burger King. So his family honored that wish. On the way to his funeral, his kids had the entire funeral procession go through a Burger King drive-thru, and his 50-year-old son, Peter, ordered the burger and put it on top of Dad's coffin.
And ate seven of the fries.
Then they went to the crematorium, held the funeral, and Leonard was cremated with a burger in hand.
Okay.
There you go. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified man from Israel. He's a 47-year-old man. He just got arrested for robbing two banks. He didn't make a whole ton of money. He got about $4,500 in the first robbery. Second robbery gets about $3,300. So it makes up about $8,000. Cops couldn't ID him from surveillance footage. He took the time to wear hats, glasses, an eye patch to hide his face. But they tracked him down by comparing the cell phone activity at each bank. So his phone was the only phone active in both places while the places were being robbed, right? Pretty good stuff. But the reason we're actually toasting this guy is because he successfully robbed two different banks with an avocado. Right? You can't make this stuff up.
Which means testicle.
It does.
So that took balls.
He said that. He said it's a hand grenade. Even though clearly it's an avocado, they didn't want to test it, so they gave them the money.
All right.
So, fuck them all your money!
But do you get charged for armed robbery then, right?
Yes.
But you're armed with an avocado.
But they thought it was a grenade.
They thought it was something else.
All right. Just seems a bit extreme. But we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant live for Profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.